Let's talk a little bit about the most basic unbiblical position of Islam, and that's their view of God himself. Talk to our listeners, if you would, about what their view of God is, and why is this as well vitally important to start here to get an understanding of what Islam believes?
Well, in the Arabic language, Dave, the word Allah does mean God, and nobody can deny that. And that's the God of Islam, as they refer to him. The problem, and many Christians really have this problem, they don't understand this, that Allah is not the same as the God of our Bible. It's a different God altogether. And I happen to believe that since this is all a false religiosity, it's a name for God that actually Muhammad brought into existence himself. We've never seen any evidence of this God, except they are a group of people that their lowest common denominator and their lowest common doctrines would have to be what Muhammad says and what he said he got from Allah. So that's key. Why is he not the same? Well, we can talk about it a bit more, and I can show you in the scriptures as well. But first of all, Allah never had a son. And if he didn't have a son, he was not the God of the Bible. The Bible says that Jesus and God are the same. They're uniquely the Trinity, but they are the same. I and my Father are the same. The only way to my Father is through me. We could go with verse after verse after verse as it relates to that. But basically, bottom line, Dave, the God of Islam is not the God of our Bible, and that is key.